Model Test 6. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Number 11. Everybody is helping out with the dinner. Would you make the salad?
Anything but that.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Number 12. Are these treatments really necessary? They don't seem to help very much.
I'm afraid so, Mrs. Jones. Just be patient, and I'm sure you'll see some results soon.
Question. Where did the conversation most probably take place? Number 13. Hi, Bill. Have you been playing golf recently?
Hello, Betty. I play as often as I can get out of the house. And, by the way, I have a new set of clubs. They seem to have helped my game, though they are much heavier than my old set.
Question. What does Bill tell Betty? Number 14. Why didn't you put the umbrella into your bag? Now we'll have to carry it on the plane with us.
The bag isn't too full, but I kept it out. It looks like it might rain on our way to the airport.
Question. Why isn't the umbrella in the man's bag? Number 15. What a strange suit you are wearing. Your jacket doesn't match your pants.
I know. I got dressed in the dark, and I didn't realize my mistake until I had gotten to the office.
Question. Why does the man's suit seem unusual?
Number 16. The essays you have done this term have been weak, and your attendance at the lecture has been poor.
I'm sorry. I've been busy with my union activities.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Number 17. They may be proud of their new facilities, but frankly, I'm disappointed. The nurses are not friendly, and everything seems to be running behind schedule.
Not to mention the fact that it's noisy, because no one observes visiting hours.
Question. What are they complaining about?
Number 18. Welcome to our laboratory. It's nice to have you with us. I'll see you at 7:30 in the morning.
My goodness. I'm not used to getting up as early as that. In London, we start work at 9 o'clock a.m.
Question. What makes the man feel shocked?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1. Are you all ready for Christmas?
No, I haven't even started. I've done zero shopping.
Well, you better get going. Christmas is only a week away.
I have to tell you that I'm one of those people who really get stressed out by the Christmas rush.
Oh, I'm not. I love the holidays. I love the crowds, the shopping, the holidays, the music, the food, the parties, and all the presents.
That's just the beginning. My wife always spends too much money on Christmas. That takes me till April to pay off all our Christmas bills.
Don't be a miser about it. Think about your kids. Didn't you used to love Christmas when you were a kid?
I guess so. I don't remember.
I know you did. You know, maybe Christmas is for kids, but you can still enjoy it through the eyes of your children.
Well, kids enjoy it because they don't have to do all the shopping and pay all the bills.
Maybe that's true. But you know as well as I do that Christmas is more than shopping and trees. It's about what's in your heart and how you can make others happy.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm going to try harder to be nice to people and try to keep the true spirit of Christmas in my heart.
I'm glad to hear it.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
19. What does the woman try to do in the conversation?
When does the conversation take place?
21. What is the man's feeling about Christmas?
22. What will the man most probably do after the conversation?
2. It's a lovely day today. What would you like to do?
I really feel like doing something outdoors. Perhaps we could go hill walking.
I'm not really in the mood for hill walking. Why don't we just go swimming?
That suits me, but it will take an hour or two. Do you like to do something else first? Maybe we could go cycling.
I don't think I enjoy that very much. Actually, I'm not a good cyclist. Maybe we could have a meal at the new Italian restaurant.
That's fine for me. I haven't been to that restaurant yet. So that's decided then. A meal at the new Italian restaurant, then go to swim. Great. So when should we meet?
We better get to the restaurant a bit early, because it might be very busy. I think we need to get there by 11 o'clock.
Can we make it a little later, say 11:20? I have to visit my grandma this morning, and I don't think I can make it by then.
No problem. I'll go straight to the restaurant at 11 o'clock and get you a table.
Great.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What will the two speakers do first?
24. What can be inferred about the restaurant mentioned?
Why can't the man meet the woman at 11 o'clock?
6. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Twin sisters are supposed to be very much alike, are they not? Well, my twin sister Jane and I do look alike. However, we are different in many ways. We like very different styles of clothing. I prefer to dress informally, whereas my twin sister dresses like a model, always wearing the latest fashions. We have very similar character in most ways. I do not get angry easily and enjoy being with friends. And in these respects, my twin sister feels the same. But she likes loud music and modern dances, while I find that nightclubs give me a headache. She is always with friends, is a favorite with all the teachers, and never wants to have any children, whereas I prefer to be alone at times, don't really try to impress my teachers, and intend someday to have a family of my own. We have tried to live in the same room several times, and even agreed on the color we like best, and the kind of furniture we want. But I like to keep things neat and orderly, while my twin sister acts as if there were a servant around to pick up all the things that get thrown on the floor. I like to go to bed early and get up early. In contrast, she doesn't seem to have any definite habits, often goes to bed very late, and then sleeps late the next day.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. What kind of clothes does the speaker like? Question 27. What do the twin sisters have in common? Question 28. Why isn't the speaker likely to live in the same room with her sister? Passage 2. Until the 20th century, cigarettes were not an important threat to public health. Since the cigarette industry began in the 1870s, however, the cigarette manufacturing machine has developed rapidly. This made it possible to produce great numbers of cigarettes very quickly, and it reduced the price. Today, cigarette smoking is a widespread habit. About 43% of the men and 31% of the adult women in the United States smoke cigarettes regularly. It is encouraging to note, however, that millions of people have given up the smoking habit. Income, education, and occupation all play a part in determining a person's smoking habits. City people smoke more than people living on farms. Well-educated men with high income are less likely to smoke cigarettes than men with fewer years of schooling and lower incomes. On the other hand, if a well-educated man with a high income smokes at all, he is likely to smoke more packs of cigarettes per day. The situation is somewhat different for women. There are slightly more smokers among women with higher family income and higher education than among the lower income and lower education groups. These more highly educated women tend to smoke more heavily.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29. What reduced the price of cigarettes? Question 30. What is the percentage of American adult women who smoke regularly? Question 31. What plays a part in determining a person's smoking habit? Question 32. Which of the following is true according to the passage? Passage 3. Life on Earth depends on the sun. Day after day, we see its light and feel its warmth, but we do not often consider their origin. Yet there are many remarkable things about the sun. One is its distance from the Earth. This is about 93 million miles. A journey of this distance, even if it could be made, would take several hundred years, even in the fastest rocket. The sun makes us feel hot, even at a distance of 93 million miles. This is not surprising. The temperature on the sun is about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, but we receive only a small part of the heat. The total heat of the sun could melt a column of ice 2.25 miles thick and 93 million miles high in a second. The brightness of the sun is equally astonishing. As we said earlier, we receive only a very small part of the sun's heat. We also receive only a very small part of its light. This is sufficient for the growth of trees and plants, and for the existence of living creatures on the earth. Too much heat and light would destroy the balance of light. The heat and light from the sun come in just the right quantities for life on earth.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 33. What remarkable things are mentioned in the passage? Question 34. What is the temperature on the sun? Question 35. Which of the following is true according to the passage?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Doctors always measure the heartbeat of a patient when examining the patient's health. The heartbeat of America's stock markets is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. No other measure of stock value is as widely known. Sometimes it is simply called the Dow. It is published by the Dow Jones Company, an influential publisher of international financial news. The Dow Jones Company is a product of Wall Street, the area in New York City that is the financial center of the United States. Three reporters, Charles Dow, Edward Jones, and Charles Bergstresser, started the company in 1882. At first, they published a handwritten newsletter for financial workers. It was very successful. By 1889, the newsletter became the Wall Street Journal newspaper. The Dow Jones Company began publishing the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 1896. The list had 12 stocks. It represented the biggest industries in the American economy at the time. Today, the Dow lists 30 stocks. They are often called blue chip stocks. These stocks represent an ownership share in companies that are considered strong. These well-known companies include Coca-Cola, Eastman Kodak, McDonald's, and General Electric. When you read the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you quickly see that it is not the average price of 30 stocks. For example, the Dow recently increased to more than 10,000 for the first time in more than 18 months. 10,000 does not seem like the average price of 30 stocks. In fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average does not represent a price, but a mathematical average. When the Dow goes up, it gains points, not dollars.
Now, the passage will be read again.
Doctors always measure the heartbeat of a patient when examining the patient's health. The heartbeat of America's stock markets is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. No other measure of stock value is as widely known. Sometimes it is simply called the Dow. It is published by the Dow Jones Company, an influential publisher of international financial news. The Dow Jones Company is a product of Wall Street, the area in New York City that is the financial center of the United States. Three reporters, Charles Dow, Edward Jones, and Charles Bergstresser, started the company in 1882. At first, they published a handwritten newsletter for financial workers. It was very successful. By 1889, the newsletter became the Wall Street Journal newspaper. The Dow Jones Company began publishing the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 1896. The list had 12 stocks. It represented the biggest industries in the American economy at the time. Today, the Dow lists 30 stocks. They are often called blue chip stocks. These stocks represent an ownership share in companies that are considered strong. These well-known companies include Coca-Cola, Eastman Kodak, McDonald's, and General Electric. When you read the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you quickly see that it is not the average price of 30 stocks. For example, the Dow recently increased to more than 10,000 for the first time in more than 18 months. $10,000 does not seem like the average price of 30 stocks. In fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average does not represent a price, but a mathematical average. When the Dow goes up, it gains points, not dollars.
Now, the passage will be read for the third time.
Doctors always measure the heartbeat of a patient when examining the patient's health. The heartbeat of America's stock markets is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. No other measure of stock value is as widely known. Sometimes it is simply called the Dow. It is published by the Dow Jones Company, an influential publisher of international financial news. The Dow Jones Company is a product of Wall Street, the area in New York City that is the financial center of the United States. Three reporters, Charles Dow, Edward Jones, and Charles Bergstresser, started the company in 1882. At first, they published a handwritten newsletter for financial workers. It was very successful. By 1889, the newsletter became the Wall Street Journal newspaper. The Dow Jones Company began publishing the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 1896. The list had 12 stocks. It represented the biggest industries in the American economy at the time. Today, the Dow lists 30 stocks. They are often called blue chip stocks. These stocks represent an ownership share in companies that are considered strong. These well-known companies include Coca-Cola, Eastman Kodak, McDonald's, and General Electric. When you read the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you quickly see that it is not the average price of 30 stocks. For example, the Dow recently increased to more than 10,000 for the first time in more than 18 months. 10,000 does not seem like the average price of 30 stocks. In fact, the Dow Jones Industrial Average does not represent a price, but a mathematical average. When the Dow goes up, it gains points, not dollars.
This is the end of listening comprehension.